Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello.
Hi.
Matt, is that exactly how you draw up coming out of the bullpen and the quarter 31 points
at halftime? Yeah, that's what we practiced. I knew we were confident going into this game, but I mean that was a fun win. You don't really see many like that, and I think it kind of is the definition of a team win too. From the turnovers that we had, and the running game was on point. I mean, we had playmakers on this team, and they kind of showed up today, so it was fun.
How much did you know that first shot that you hit? How much did you see that kind of loosen up the defense, maybe have the safeties being a little more cautious out there?
Yeah, we knew we were going to get a lot of man matchups, and we had confidence in those matchups with our guys. And so to start it off like that, to get a big chunk play, I think that kind of set the tone, yeah, for the rest of the game for us.
What did you prove about yourself or to yourself with the performance today?
I don't know. I think that's for you guys to decide. But for me, I knew that I can play in this league. And so to get back out there, after 2 years, it was, again, just like, I don't want to be cliche by saying it was like riding a bike, but I mean, I've done this for years. And I feel like I was made to play football, and tonight was just an example of just going out there and doing what I was made to do.
Despite a bit of vindication for you, too, because I remember you talking to us on Wednesday of last week saying the Bills were the first team that called you throughout all this time. So
yeah, well, I had just got cleared like a week before I got here. So. Again, yeah, it was a quick turnaround, but I had a lot of help along the way, yeah.
Were you surprised at all with all the early success you were having? It didn't seem to change much up front. You didn't face a lot of pressures from them, at least in the first half.
Well, I mean, 33 we knew was their pressure guy, and he showed up early and often. And so we knew that was coming, but besides that, there weren't a lot of exotics or anything like that, yeah. So. They showed a few different coverages on some third downs and such, but there was a lot of man, a lot of 33 coming both weak and strong. So we just had to account for him, and I think we did a good job of it.
We're looking for Zay a lot on third down, and he came through for you a lot today. Just maybe talk about the quick on-field chemistry that you guys seem to have today.
Yeah, and he's a solid target, and I think on those plays, my reads took me there, and on other plays I was going to other guys, but it's not like I was singling Zay out. He did a great job of getting open and finding the windows. He has a great feel, I think, for where to sit and where to run, but he showed up today big time.
Is that the best you've ever felt under center in an NFL game?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I felt great at other times too, but probably the most fun I've had.
How were you limited in any way, given that you spent less than 2 weeks with the team?
We have a good chunk of the playbook in so far in 2 weeks. So I don't really know what else I'm missing. It's kind of like you don't know what you don't know. So I think we'll just keep pushing it from here and keep adding on. But again, like I said before the game, all I really didn't know was the game plan. And with what we had in this week, I felt confident in.
Touchdown pass to Zay. I mean, you hung in the pocket there for a while.
Like, yeah.
Were you kind of even saying in yourself in your head, it's getting late, it's getting late?
I knew I had to step up, but I didn't feel anything around me until I let it go. And my read, again, kind of just took me there. My eyes went left, safety went left. And he, again, found that open window. So I felt like I had great protection the whole night, the whole day or whatever. But, they held up strong.
Matt, what was it like on the sidelines when, you know, your big chunk player off the bat works, your fake pump works, your tackle-eligible touchdown pass works? How much fun is that?
Yeah, when it's rolling, I mean, there's energy. There's definitely energy on the sideline. And guys are feeling off each other from the line to Shady to, Zay or whoever's making plays. Robert even, there was energy. And so whether that starts with me, I really think it starts up front, though, with how we ran the ball. We definitely won the line of scrimmage. And I think that really did set the tempo for us with that energy.
Can you take us through that touchdown to Deion, that play?
which play? It was a play that we had practiced, and we wanted it versus a certain look, and we had the look, and they were even calling out tackles. This tackle's eligible. This tackle's eligible. So I almost canned it, but ended up being a good hard sell, and I couldn't find him at first. When I whipped my head around, he was kind of behind the mix, and then he just popped open. Looked like a tight end out there. It was a fun play.
Not to be Debbie Downer here, but during the bye week, are you going to still have a lot of study in front of you to be doing while maybe some other guys are relaxing?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, normally during the bye week anyways, you stay training and you have to stay in shape for this. So, I'll definitely be going home to see my family and to hang with them, but it's definitely not going to be a whole week off. We'll be working to get better.
Do you believe that you should continue to start for this team?
I don't know. That's a question I don't have the answer to, nor the authority to answer, I think. I'll be ready to play. This QB situation seems just fluctuating, but in whatever way I can help this team, I think that's my goal, whether it's to win or to be the best backup I can. That's my goal.
Did it surprise you last one so Matt. Soon after signing with the team that you were out there?
It's a little shocking just because it's probably abnormal, but given what's happened in the league in years past, and especially my situation playing close like that, it's something I knew I had to be ready for. So it didn't surprise me because I knew I was ready.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.